Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends, welcome to the solemnity of Pentecost. Last Sunday, we commemorated the solemnity of the ascension of Christ into heaven. The ascension is a watershed moment that marked the end of Jesus' earthly ministry. He returns to the Father and is seated at the right hand. From there, he will come to administer the final judgment. Ascension was Jesus' final going, returning to the Father from where he came to save us. Today is Pentecost Sunday. Pentecost marks the end of Paschal event and ushers us into the ordinary season of the church's liturgical calendar. After the ascension, Jesus instructed the apostles to go and wait in the upper room in Jerusalem. Obediently, they obliged. Patiently and prayerfully, they waited, with the doors and windows shut for fear of the Jewish authorities. 10 days later, God fulfilled his promise of sending the Holy Spirit. Suddenly, there was the sound of a mighty wind and a visible tongue of fire that descends on the disciples. They started to manifest and speak in different languages as never experienced before. When the Holy Spirit descended upon them, they had a dramatic encounter that is indescribable in human terms, using human terms. They had a life-transforming experience that opened a new chapter in the annals of the church. They became brave, courageously bold, fearless, and confident. The life of Peter became a testimony. His Pentecost homily converted 3,000 people to the faith. Peter and John encountered a cripple on their way to prayers at the beautiful gate. There and then, the cripple begged for alms. And Peter said, "Silver nor gold do we have, but in the mighty name of Jesus, get up and walk." Instantly, this man was made better. He got up on his feet. Everybody was surprised. Peter was called upon to explain what happened to the man. He said, "Through the death and resurrection of Jesus, this man is standing on his feet." And that was what they didn't want to hear. That the resurrection of Jesus brought a turnaround. But the power came on Pentecost Day and transformed the feeble, the timid community, to be very, 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 very brave. And Peter will stand before the Sanhedrin and say, "If we can only please God and displease men, we have achieved our goal." They will drag them from here and there. They give the same testimony. Peter will be fetched from the temple and taken to the prisons. Mysteriously, the prisons will be opened. The next place he wants to go to is to return back to the temple to preach. What was the force surrounding what they were doing? The Holy Spirit was the propelling force, the springboard that moved them. The Holy Spirit, everything was revolving around the Holy Spirit. Everything was spirit-centered. There was joy even in suffering. They were on fire with the love of God. What is the role of the Holy Spirit in the church? Jesus had promised to be with the church until the end of time. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. The Holy Spirit came from the Father and the Son. And this Holy Spirit is the life-giving breath that brings renewal of life to the church. The Holy Spirit is the teacher, a teacher who comes to remind us of all that Jesus taught. He guides the Catholic Church for over 2,000 years and strengthens her in the midst of persecution, in the face of errors and heresies. The Holy Spirit strengthens her in the midst of all this. The church teaches about infallibility. The Holy Spirit, in teaching on the faith and morals, the teachings of the church are impeccable. God has led 266 popes in the church since the beginning. And they have been able to teach true doctrines. The way the church has suffered for 2,000 years, if it were a human institution, would have been long forgotten. But because God is, the Holy Spirit is at the forefront. And this Holy Spirit directs the missionary activities to announce the gospel even to the ends of the earth. It sanctifies the members of the church through the reception of the sacraments. The Holy Spirit bestows on the members of the church variety of gifts, as we had in our readings today, especially the second reading. Isaiah had earlier announced in his prophecy on the coming of Christ, the storm from the stem of David. And there they mentioned for the first time the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit are wisdom, understanding. Jesus is coming. He was coming to have all these gifts embedded in him. Wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counsel, fortitude, piety, and the fear of the Lord. These are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we all need these gifts to be able to, like Solomon, be wise. Understanding is very important. Knowledge is very important. To give good counsel is very important. Fortitude in the midst of difficulties is important. Piety is important. The fear of the Lord. St. Paul's letter to the Galatians has the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22. He also brought out the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. And he mentions them as follows: charity, joy, peace, those that build bridges, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, generosity, gentleness, chastity, and self-control are the fruits we receive from the Holy Spirit. St. Paul discusses extensively the gifts of the Holy Spirit in his pastoral letters, that of the Romans and that of the Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 to 13, we will see his discussion about the Spirit. Especially today, he said, like the body that has different parts, so are the members of the church have different gifts God has given and endowed them with. And these gifts we are given are meant to be used for the building and the development of the church and society. A gift is only good when it is put into use. Of what use is a gift if it is not used? We need to use our gifts. And these gifts cannot be bought by money. And therefore, read for you what happened during Peter's mission to the church in Samaria. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, from verses 18. Simon saw that the Spirit had been given to the believers when the apostles placed their hands on them. So he offered money to Peter and John and said, "Give this power to me too, so that anyone I place my hands on will receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter answered him, "May you and your money go to hell for thinking that you can buy God's gifts with money. You have no part or share in our work because your heart is not right in God's sight. Repent then of this evil plan of yours and pray to the Lord that he will forgive you for thinking such a thing as this. For I see that you are full of bitter envy and are in prison of sin." That he wanted to obtain the gifts with money. Peter and John could lay their hands on people and they will receive the Holy Spirit. And Simon said, "I have money, please give me that capacity." And Peter is saying that there are things money can buy, and there are things we can only obtain on our knees. You could buy your car, if you like, you buy a jet, whatever you want. If you have the money, you could buy it, but you can't buy happiness. There are things we have to turn to God to look for. And that is the Holy Spirit for us. We need to look for the Holy Spirit. I need it, you need it. If you see someone possessed by the Holy Spirit, the works of the Holy Spirit are very, very distinct. If you see a drunken man, you could know that it is the alcohol in him that is directing his affairs. Someone possessed by the devil, you could notice what is happening. But when we are possessed by the Holy Spirit, good works are manifested. We do things that are very, very good. The church and society of our time needs men and women full of the Holy Spirit to radically transform our society. We need a fresh outpour and transfusion of the Holy Spirit that will recharge, influence, and invigorate our actions. The presence of the Holy Spirit is inevitably needed to offer us the irresistible desire for the will of the Father. We need the hunger and the thirst for truth in our society, the desire for holiness of life, the saintly living, striving toward perfection, striving toward godliness. The Spirit enables us to gear our thoughts towards heavenly things, genuine love for God, keeping His commandments, and our commitment to prayers. If we are guided by the Holy Spirit, we become the light of the world and the salt of the earth, that when people encounter us, we are the light in the midst of darkness. We offer test to a testless society. Society that has not known peace, we become bridge builders. We need to support and encourage one another to grow spiritually. We need to respect other people's gifts. We need to identify, compliment, and encourage one another to use our gifts for the service of the Lord. Your wife, your husband, and children may have a gift. Support them. The family is where these gifts are noticed. And the family is where these gifts are noticed, nurtured, and encouraged so that they could blossom. Blossom. That I cannot do it does not mean no one can do it. And we don't have same gifts. Unfortunately, some have not even noticed their gifts. Encourage your family members towards spiritual growth. We need a Pentecost experience. We need a life-changing experience. We need a turnaround in our life, a Christian life. The Holy Spirit is the springboard that propelled this transformation. Each person has something unique. Each of us has something unique. But are you aware of your gifts? Have you been using your gifts? To smile, it's a gift for someone. That wherever the person is, irradiates this peace-loving atmosphere. Some gifts may appear very little, but they are very, very important in transforming the life of those around you. And therefore, we need to use our gifts. Nobody has nothing to offer. Each person has something to offer. The parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30. We have been given the gifts of time. Each person has treasure and talents. We are challenged to use them well, because on the last day we shall account for our different gifts, the gifts that are given to us by the Holy Spirit. I wish you a Pentecost Sunday through Christ our Lord.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.